Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Annual recruitment has ended for sororities at the University of Alabama, with black women making up just 1% of new members. The university released a breakdown of the 2014 sorority pledge class Saturday amid questions over whether the groups accept blacks as new members. Its numbers showed 2,054 women accepted bids to join sororities. Of those, 190 were minorities, including 21 black women. Deborah Lane, Associate Vice President for University Relations, said all pledges who identified themselves as black received a bid to join a sorority. The university became embroiled in controversy last year after the student newspaper reported some white sororities rejected blacks as new members because of race. Administrators changed some rules to encourage diversity. Alabama Democrats have picked a history professor at Birmingham Southern College to run as the party's candidate in the 6th Congressional District. APR's Stan Ingold reports the previous candidate dropped out.
Mark Lester will face Republican Gary Palmer in the November 4th general election. The Republican-leaning district is currently represented by retiring U.S. Representative Spencer Backus. The party's executive committee named Lester to replace Avery Weiss, who dropped out of the race earlier this month. A native of Arkansas, Lester holds a doctorate in modern British economic history from the University of Oxford and a law degree from the University of Virginia. He has taught at Birmingham Southern since 1991. He has also served as an assistant U.S. attorney and an adjunct law professor at the University of Alabama. The executive committee on Saturday also reelected Nancy Worley as party chair. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Drivers may get to pocket some change at the pump for the remainder of the summer and Labor Day weekend. Alabama's summer average is approximately $3.35 per gallon of gas. Since Memorial Day, weekend prices have dropped around 30 cents per gallon. Clay Ingram is a spokesperson for AAA Alabama. Ingram says conservative drivers can also cut the cost at the pump.
Traffic moves a little slower than it normally does, and some people get irritated by that. They want to drive a little faster, so they start weaving in and out of traffic there, and that's literally the definition of aggressive driving. When you've got a lot of acceleration, a lot of hard stops, things like that, it just burns a lot more gas.
Ingram says drivers may be able to save 20% or more gas mileage by driving at a constant speed. The EPA will soon begin removing contaminated soil from about 30 homes as part of its cleanup at a Superfund site in Birmingham. AL.com reports EPA officials announced the plans Friday and said the soil exceed higher risk levels where children are present in the Harriman Park, Collegeville, and Fairmont communities in North Birmingham. The Superfund declaration allows the EPA to investigate pollution in the area and force industries found responsible to either clean up the site or pay the government to do the work. Now for a look at the day's weather, we go to WVUA's Peter Crank.
A warm and muggy start to this work week. We'll see partly cloudy skies today with afternoon scattered showers and thunderstorms across really the entire state. High temperatures will fluctuate based on that cloud cover. Towards the south, we'll see lower 90s. Towards Huntsville, we'll see temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight will be partly cloudy, lows in those lower 70s. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.